Cancel culture fail, Crosby, Stills and Nash returns to Spotify after protesting Joe Rogan's Dangerous podcast. By David Ng on July 4, 2022. After pulling their music from Spotify in protest over Joe Rogan, the folk rock group Crosby, Stills and Nash has returned to the streaming service a mere 5 months later, with Rogan's massively popular podcast still going strong. Crosby, Stills and Nash's music returned to Spotify on Saturday with the group donating proceeds to COVID-19 charities for at least a month, according to a report from Billboard. The group denounced Rogan's podcast in February at the height of the media-induced moral panic over Rogan's and certain guests' comments about COVID-19. Rocker Neil Young led the exodus from Spotify, followed by a handful of other musicians, including Joni Mitchell, in what was an attempt to pressure Spotify executives into deplatforming Rogan. "We support Neil and we agree with him that there is dangerous disinformation being aired on Spotify's Joe Rogan podcast," Crosby, Stills and Nash said in a joint statement posted to their official Twitter account in February. "While we always alternate points of view, knowingly spreading disinformation during this global pandemic has deadly consequences," they said. "Until real action is taken to show that a concern for humanity must be balanced with commerce, we don't want our music, or the music we made together, to be on the same platform." The campaign failed to dislodge Rogan from Spotify, though company CEO Daniel Ek pledged $100 million to diversity efforts after old clips of Rogan using the N-word conveniently resurfaced around the same time. Rogan's past uses of the N-word were in context and not derogatory. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.